Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Sports Lounge. I am your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program. We're talking about the Sultan, two safeties in one game. He is the Sultan of safeties, the all-pro defensive end, the iconic actor, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Hey, great to be with all of you. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. It's great to be with you. We have our week together here. And it's terrific. I had a great weekend.
How's your week? You got a callback on. You've been doing that Transformer movie, and what's it like when they got when they call you back? I mean, they say, "Hey, Fred did a great job. We'll call you if we need you." And then all of a sudden, they call you back. What happens when they call you back?
This movie is kind of like a spinoff, I guess, family version spinoff of Transformers.
The
big huge hit franchise, and so. In this movie, it's called Brighton Falls.
Brighton Falls.
That's the name of the show.
Yeah.
Brighton Falls. And I play a sheriff who is on the hunt for these kids who are driving around in this super beetle that turns into a robot.
So you're driving a vehicle that turns into a robot?
No. I'm a police officer who's in pursuit
of
kids driving around in a yellow Volkswagen Beetle that turns into a robot.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So you're in another role of authority here, another sheriff's role.
Yeah, I'm dealing with all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
So anyway, the point is that, they called me back to do reshoots.
So what do they do? You have to reshoot something or add
something
to it? That's
what I was just going
to
say.
I mean, what do you do? Are you redoing some things?
Yeah. We're adding shots so they have more stuff to cut away to because it's a very intricate special effects scene.
Yeah, and you're doing this. So
that's what we're doing.
Did your car, you said, got smashed up a little bit?
Yeah. The Beetle, I pull up alongside the Beetle. The Beetle kind of drives up on the side of this tunnel. Inside the tunnel and then on top of the tunnel and then crashes down on my hood, destroying my hood.
Now, did you use your own car in this scene?
Yes, I did. Exactly. That's exactly
right. So it's like you're kind of the kind of guy that does his own stunts.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I didn't ask to reimburse my car either.
You didn't?
No. I left it up at Griffith Park.
You did.
I just pulled it off the side of the road.
Okay. I
took a Uber cab home.
Be looking for that. That'll be good. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Don't forget his website where you can get Highway 395, FredDreyer.co.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
In the Sports Lounge, I am Michael Horn, the star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Thank you, folks. I hope you're having a great week, and wherever you are, you're with family and friends. You know, we're getting close.
Yeah.
Once again to the holiday season. We're only a couple of weeks away.
You got Thanksgiving plans?
I'm going to your house.
That's good. I was wondering if that's what you're doing this year.
As a matter of fact,
all holidays are with me now, right?
The day before Thanksgiving, I'll be out in your backyard.
You used to hang out with the late, great, the wonderful Hugh Hefner time to time.
I'm going to tell you something.
And now your life has changed.
Yeah,
you're hanging out with me.
Yeah,
I'll see if I can bring over my next-door neighbor woman or something to hang out with you.
Now I just walk up and down the neighborhood in my robe.
That's it. That's what you do, right?
Let me tell you something. I had so many great moments in the holidays at Hugh Hefner's house.
You were part of the... And this
was a part of his family.
You didn't brag about this. This was just something that you were like... It's like being part of the family.
You are.
You know, your parents are gone. My parents are gone. And your daughter is away. And your brother's, here in town. But it's like you... That was kind of like your family is to go... I mean, you knew the guy as, a member of your family. How many holidays? It had a good 30
or more. Since 1972.
Wow. That's incredible.
Off and on. I had my up until maybe probably about the last 20 years. Probably the last 20 years, I was spending a little more time there because he was getting older. And as time goes on, you start to realize these are precious moments that you have with your friends in the holiday season. It's quite a revelation, to know that you were a part of somebody's life that included you. He included an awful lot of people in his life, and the holiday season was a huge one up there, and so Thanksgiving was one of them. Halloween was always a true. He always had great Halloween parties, and then you had Thanksgiving, and then you worked your way into Christmas, New Year's, Super Bowl parties, and it was like remember the old movie Holiday Inn with
Bing Crosby. Thank you very much, dear friend.
So it was like every season there was a new cluster of people that they would come around, and it was really I looked forward to it so much.
And now you're with my cluster, so this is going to be great because you and I are kind of like. like, I don't want to say anything strange or anything, but we're kind of like a radio couple who are sort of hanging together.
Excuse me?
And so when I do my Thanksgiving, you see, I have my fabulous daughter, and she likes to be with my ex-wife and everything. And so I spend a little time there, and then I go out to my beautiful girlfriend's family. Are you going to be with me on both, and we're just going to ride around together?
I think maybe you and I and your girlfriend, you know.
And Jennifer, right?
Come on. We'll cuddle up on the comforter and watch
some
games.
That's what I thought. You might want to see that. So you and I are kind of like together now. It's going to be, you're going to drive around with me and stuff. Will you go with me like to the drugstore when I pick up, you know, little gifts and stuff to bring out there?
It's a little bitchy, but I'll go. We'll try it. We'll try it out.
Great. I can't wait. Yeah. This is going to be a new experience.
I'll yell as you get out of the car and walk toward the entrance to the drugstore to get your drugs. I'll yell out, honey, don't forget my tampons.
Will you go ahead and come to my home and decorate the Christmas tree during the holiday season and everything?
I'm going to miss that. I'm going to send you a picture of me in my backyard on my cot while you do the tree. And then I'll ask, is the tree ready for me to come over?
That's it. Well, no, there's more than just the tree. If you're not going to decorate the tree, you can do the holiday scenes that I put up. So that'll be fun. You'll love it.
I've got an extra baby Jesus if you need it.
No, these are, that's nice, by the way, but these are like Christmas outdoorsy kind of scenes with little cars that move around and trains and kind of stuff like that. It's you'll have a good time with it.
Love that stuff.
You know, free, like your
childhood. Well, the valley out here is a little bit different than over here. You know, the valley out here is it's where we are now, the valley.
It's going to be Fred and Mike Christmas, and we'll be telling you about it. This is going to be really fun.
Well, here's the other thing. This is the other thing that I'm looking at.
I'm going to go shopping for something nice for you. There's no reason at all
for the next, you know, week leading up to Thanksgiving or coming out of Thanksgiving,
you just kinda hang with
leading up to Christmas,
yes,
that a camera crew shouldn't follow us around.
There you go.
And we would do a week's worth of shopping with Mike and Fred.
Mike and Fred.
And we'll be having a lot of lunch and shopping. So I think it'll be a real good thing.
Mike and Fred, when all is said, we'll do everything except go to bed. So there you have it. See, that'll be kind of our slogan. So people will know we're kind of on the up and up. We're kind of like He-Man type. But we'll be it'll be a great holiday season. This is going to be good. Can we do a little pickup football or something? Maybe get down with
I was thinking of maybe renting bikes down at the beach and going up and down the Strand.
Okay.
I did that with my granddaughter and my daughter a couple of years ago.
Fun.
It was a lot of laughs, you know.
What do you mean, not a laugh?
Well, you know, the kids want to just take off and go real fast and weave through people.
Yeah.
And, you know, down to,
you got to keep up, Grandpa.
Well, not only you have to keep up, but you can't really go that fast on the Strand because there's a lot of people. So you had to, it was tough wrangling the kids. But once they got a hold of it and they realized we were going to stop every 5 minutes for sodas and ice cream cones and things like that. It was great, you know. So that's what we did.
So I'm looking forward to it. So this is going to be a great holiday season. Again, just to feel, I'm feeling the energy already. You know, there's some, if you go to Sirius XM and listen on your car radios or whatever, they're playing holiday music already now. They've started the holiday
music channels. Oh, listen, they can't wait to push you past Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they've done it this year.
And to get you into the May Company over here in the
Used to be after Thanksgiving. Now it's after Halloween they start playing the Christmas music.
Well, they just beat you up. I mean,
yeah, I think you should wait till after, at least after Thanksgiving. So it's going to be kind of fun. Now, we got a lot of stuff to talk about on the show today. And obviously,
do we have a show?
Yeah, we're doing the show right now. It started already. But the NFL is back into a lot of problems again. I mean, these guys... Yeah. First off, Vin Scully, we should just mention, gave a speech out in Pasadena, California. And apparently during that speech, he said, you know, he was in the armed services and he didn't face any battle sequences or anything. But he has respect for all of those that have given their lives for this country and fought for our country. So he says, this is one thing I'll tell you for sure. I am never going to watch another NFL game again. And he said that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on all the news media. And then I found out from a source that apparently Vin's deal was no one was to videotape or anything. This was an intimate evening with Vin Scully, and someone obviously had some cell phone there, so that's illegal footage that went out. But I think it's fine. I think it makes Vin Scully look great that he said something like that to really make a statement that, you know, whether you want to protest or not, that's a separate topic. Do that. But for gosh sakes, give respect to the people that have given lives to our country and stand for the national anthem for the country that you're getting paid in, and that's the deal. So I think Vince stood up for that, and I think that's good.
Well, that's he should speak for the National Football League, which is the topic I think we're going to be getting into.
You got a little comments about that. Because, you think Vinny should be maybe the new commissioner?
I think I should be the commissioner.
Okay, so you're not going to give that up.
I should be the commissioner, and we would talk about it, and we will when we come back. We'll talk all about what's going on in the National Football League and the blunder upon blunder that is being made.
It's if you want to find out more about this, if you want to comment on it, go to the various sites of social media for Fred Dreyer. Twitter, Fred, F-R-E-D, underscore Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. You can email him at FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. And don't forget his website, FredDreyer.co. That's a good one.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal. That's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Welcome back here to the Lounge, Sports Lounge. Behind the scenes, when we take our breaks over there, those of you that view the show on at crntalk.com, tikilive.com, and on Roku on the CRN app, if you got one of those Roku boxes, just search the CRN app. You can watch our show live when we do it and check it out and see all the good video that's going on. I think we've got you centered, and now we're better to get back in here.
We had to make a camera adjustment is what we did.
Thank you. Good. Okay, I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer. So let's talk a little bit about some problems here with the NFL. You're going to take over the league. Why? What's happening?
Look, I've said it a long time, and every year it always plays out in my favor.
Yes.
Some idiot player will show up pounding his girlfriend in an elevator, selling dope, getting drunk, stacking up his car, being arrested in the offseason, whatever it might be. And, you know, the list goes on. And I believe there was a website here not too long ago that listed every team, 32 teams, with all the amount of arrests that they had had over the last year. And it was like over like 680. And so it comes down to what is anybody going to do about it? Are you going to let this thing play out? Are you going to let players throw tantrums? Where does the ownership stand? And then when you look at what the structure of discipline is in the National Football League, you'll see it makes really no sense. They have, like, supposedly they got six owners, you know, who are kind of like the big dogs that have a lot to say. I think I got a list of here. Let me just read them off for the sake of it. Clark Hunt for the Chiefs, Arthur Blank for the Falcons, John Mara for the Giants, Robert Kraft for the Patriots, Art Rooney for the Steelers, and Texas owner Robert McNair comprised the six-person committee in charge of handling negotiations. Okay,
this is for the commissioner, Roger Goodell's extension.
I was just going to get this, but these are the six guys that have a lot of clout, and that's an important job because they speak for all the rest of the owners in the league, which are 32 of them. The 32 people get together and they meet and they say, who would be a great person that would interface with the public and interface with television and advertisers? So they come up with somebody, pick a name. In this instance, it was Roger Goodell. You know, he's been in the pipes. He was a coffee, give me some coffee, Joe. He's a gopher for a long period of time. Anyway, he works himself around to where now he becomes that job. And that job is defined by what the 32 owners want him to do. So what you're seeing him do right now is exactly what ownership has hired him to do. If you don't like what Roger Goodell has done or how he's done it, you should absolutely contact the 32 owners and have somebody step forward and say, here's our idea about what we think a commissioner should be. And yes, we agree. We're happy. We're not happy. And this is how we're going to make it all work for everybody. So people know and understand really what the National Football League stands for. What are our standards? Now, this bad will kind of started with Roger Goodell when he started meeting out discipline in the name of the league to people like Ray Rice. I think that was the big one a couple of years ago, running back for the Ravens. He was seen on the elevator cam pounding and giving a left hook to his girlfriend, who was his girlfriend at the time, who he's since married, and they're very happily married and stuff. He's apologized profusely. She's forgiving him. And so all of these things are now have come to the point where Roger Goodell decides he's going to discipline Ray Rice. Now, normally, what you try to do, regardless of what the crime is or what the allegations are, what you try to do is minimize and keep in control the narrative of whatever the issue is.
We're going to continue in just a second. I just want to, if anybody has comments, please contact Fred_Dreyer, and we'll have more. Just stay with us right after this. We are back in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. So we're talking about the NFL here right now, and you're saying there's NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell kind of at odds now with Jerry Jones. There's a group of six members of the 32-league-owned NFL, and you've got the Chiefs owner Clark Hunt, Falcons owner Arthur Blank, Giants owner John Mara, Patriots owner Bob Kraft, Steelers owner Art Rooney, Texans owner Robert McNair. This thing started with Jerry Jones gets bent out of shape with this Ezekiel Elliott suspension. Player protests on this, a six-game suspension, and now Jones is a little upset about the fact that he doesn't want Goodell back. Is that right, Fred Dreyer? Is that the kind of where we're at on this thing?
Well, yeah. Roger Goodell represents 32 owners,
right?
And his position is, look, I'm setting the standards. I come up with this stuff because you hired me to make these decisions.
Right.
I'm making it now. If you don't like it, well, then we gotta talk about it.
Yes.
So this is what's going on. You've got one owner, primarily Jerry Jones, because it's his player, Ezekiel Elliott, who got a suspension way longer than he thought he should, because you're taking the guy out of circulation for half a season. You know, you can't do that. And but if that's what the standards are now with Goodell calling the shots as commissioner, then you got to live with it. So Roger Goodell and Jerry Jones are kind of going at it, because Jerry Jones thinks that Goodell is overreacting based on all the turmoil that came out of the Ray Rice situation.
Gotcha.
And so he says, well, now you're overreacting, and you're taking too much criticism, and you should be a disciplinarian and all this other stuff. So anyway, the whole thing is a mess. And then on top of that, Jerry Jones, being the leader of the 32, because he's, hands down, probably would be voted as the most popular and the most powerful owner in the National Football League. He and Kraft, probably. So what happens is now you've got a bunch of players every week now who just decide to act out and kneel and show their anger and their political frustrations.
That's right.
through other people's businesses. You know, I said this a long time ago, that when soon as Colin Kaepernick showed up and knelt down, and the color commentator up there and the play-by-play guy up in the booth said, well, Colin Kaepernick's kneeling down, he's taking a knee. Why is Colin Kaepernick, can't he stand up? Is his back hurt or something? And so they got into it. And then after the game was over, he said, well, I'm making a political statement. Oh, boy. Well, what's the political statement? He says, well, blacks are being hammered out by white cops, and we don't like it. They're being killed and assaulted, and I don't like it, and I can't stand for a flag that represents a country that would allow that. So I have no respect for that flag. So I'm taking a kneel. I'm bowing out. You want to celebrate the flag? I'm going to take a kneel, and that kneel means I don't respect the flag, and I want nothing to do with this celebration. Yeah, but the celebration is tradition for the last 60, 70 years in the National Football League. What are you talking about? He goes, I don't care. He says, well, just a second. You got to. So let's put it up to vote. Who thinks that it's okay to kneel? So it went that way. Instead of the owner of the San Francisco 49ers, Mr. York, I think is his name, should have went right down on the sideline and just said, I want you to go into the locker room. You know, he's not playing anyway. He's on the short string anyway. He's not playing. Could you just leave and go into the locker room and sit there? And then when the game is over with, we'll address the media together. Okay? Get off. Nobody did that. Now, the game would have played out, and then people would have said, well, what was that all about? Then you would have sit there and explained it. You said, go ahead, Colin, explain your position now to the press. And I'll be here, and I'll make
and
sure.
There's your chance to talk.
And I'll make sure you get every opportunity to speak your mind, you know. And
but that didn't happen.
But none of that happened. It didn't happen. There was no leadership coming from ownership. Ray Rice situation. The owner of the Ravens should have come right up with Ray Rice by just stood in front of the camera and had Ray Rice explain himself and just simply say, "There's going to be punishment on this, and I'll be the one to punish it. This is my team, and I this is my franchise, and I'll handle it. Keep the commissioner out of it, and don't allow anybody else." You know what happened? The commissioner got into this and screwed the whole thing up, and suddenly three black women who represents this industry or this company that's expertise in dealing with black issues. Can you imagine that? They allowed these people into the conversation. Well, we have to job out our discipline to three black women who are now telling us, well, we know how to deal with men and speak with them and counsel them and just get out. So they push them out of the way, and Roger Goodell now still has no bearings as to how he should represent 32 owners, because several of these owners now are split. There's Jerry Jones, and there's a couple other owners over here, and then there's the body of maybe...
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Walgreens has good news for everyone who uses Medicare Part B for diabetes testing supplies. We've got your back, or in this case, your test strips. Walgreens accepts Medicare assignment and full coverage supplemental insurance, so you'll pay as low as $0 out of pocket, which is the same as mail order. Pick up the medications you rely on and save on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15 $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Back in the Sports Lounge, I am Michael Horn, the star of our show. Sultan, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. You know, this life that we live is so finite. One moment, everything is fine, and the next thing, it's not. You know, if you can take a look around at the recent shootings in Texas, you know, where life was so valuable and so precious one moment, and then split seconds later, it's evil hits. You know, you don't really understand just how and why, but it just ignites like that. And speaking of that incident, we sure wish everybody the very best. Our hearts go out to the people who lost people. And the children were gunned down, and it's just terrible. But you never know in life, such as Roy Halladay, former Major League Baseball pitcher, killed in Florida, plane crash.
Plane crash. It was a small plane. He's 40 years old, very young, only person on the two-seater plane. Crashed off Halladay off the Florida Gulf Coast, the town of Halladay, and not Roy Halladay, H-A-L-L-A-D-A-Y. It was a single-engine plane, an Icon A5, and it crashed in very shallow water and was found upside down. He had a 9/11 call that came in. So here's the thing. These planes, Fred, it's an Icon A5. They're considered light amphibious airplanes. They can land on water or land. They have folding wings. They can be transported by trailers. Just this last May, there was a crash of an A5 in California that killed both people on board. The NTSB has ruled out pilot error in this caused this crash. So what do you think? Maybe he was practicing. This is a brand new plane. It must have been his plane.
You know, you just think of these things, and maybe he's practicing, you know, touchdowns. You know, it was in shallow water, and so maybe he was just coming down, practice landing, taxiing, and then taking off again. Maybe he was doing those things. Who knows? But apparently, the thing flipped over, and it killed him. It's such a You know, the interesting thing is about all that why people, you know, choose to do certain things. You know, he's by himself. It's a brand new aircraft.
Brand new. Or he's testing it or whatever, and obviously he's it's on water and the shallow water, so it looks like he was trying to do an amphibious water land, right? That's what it looks like.
Man, how do you? I just don't, you know.
Or did he land on water and then it dumped over when he was trying to amphibious kind
I'm
of?
I'm sure they're going to. I'm sure there's going to be. It doesn't say.
I mean, this guy's gone
here.
Over this whole thing, and here's this guy with a great pitcher. He started with the Blue Jays in 2003, 12 years in the major leagues. But with the Toronto Blue Jays, he won the Cy Young Award in 2003. He went 22-7. With a 3.25 ERA, led the American League with nine complete games. He was traded to the Phillies in 2010, won another Cy Young Award in his first year with the team, and he's going to be eligible for the National Baseball Hall of Fame in 2019. So our thoughts and prayers go out to his family now, because this is a sad thing.
Yeah, it reminds me of Thurman Munson, the Yankee catcher.
Yeah.
Who in his off day was doing... I guess he was doing taxiing. He had his jet license, and he was doing touch and goes.
Yeah,
I guess
touch
it's called.
And, goes,
He winds up stacking this thing up, then catches on fire, traps him inside, and he kills him.
That's it.
You know, so you just don't. Not that you should know, but I mean, you just never know when the simplest thing could turn around and not only ruin your day, but kill you. And in doing so, ruin the day and the lives of many other people.
So take away from this, you got to live every day to the fullest. And by the way, I stand corrected. Roy Halladay pitched 16 seasons in the majors, the first 12 with the Blue Jays.
Yeah, right.
Then he was with the Phillies. Weren't the Dodgers trying to make a trade for him at one time?
They were considering that. But his arm started giving him trouble. That's why he retired.
Yeah. But what a sad state of affairs that this guy here, great pitcher, not going to be around anymore.
So 40 years of age.
40 years young. Now, a couple of notes we should mention. Also, Alex Cora, he was the bench coach with the world champion Houston Astros.
Yep.
All of a sudden, the Astros win. He's gone as the bench coach, and now he's been named manager of the Red Sox. He's taking the hot seat
He was with the Red Sox.
Yeah, but he was a Dodger, wasn't he? Dodger-raised player over there, yeah. Alex Cora.
He had a brother, Joey Cora.
Yeah, he was kind of a utility infielder. So he's got this new deal with the Boston Red Sox. And then Gabe Kapler, also, who was with the Dodgers, he's managing the Philadelphia Phillies now. Is that correct? He's gone from the Dodgers and managing the Philadelphia club over there. So there's some changes being made right now.
And the Dodgers, I guess, Golden Gloves have come out, and not one Dodger made it.
Nobody got a Golden Glove?
Nobody got a Golden Glove, including Puig, who everybody thought. I thought he would. I mean,
he was making some spectacular plays.
That guy was really something.
But he did not get it.
But he did not get it. And so the beat goes on. Another year is filed. Another champion is crowned. And the next thing you know, the 12th of February.
Are we going to spring training?
No. We got to stay away.
Well, we always were going to. You don't want to go to spring training?
No, why? Why you go? Why would you go?
You got to get out there in Arizona and kind of get some fresh air.
They didn't want to talk to anybody. You wind up, you're just one of the many people trying to get an interview.
Well, I didn't say we want to interview. I think we want to just hang out with Tommy Lasorda at Bruce Chris Steakhouse.
I think that ship has sailed.
That's what I think. Here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. It's our fan mail segment. Pamela writes, she says, sensational show Wednesday. I think the NFL should hire Mr. Dreyer as a consultant for big bucks, she says.
See, that's good thinking.
He tells it like it is and has much more common sense than anyone else in the league. Maybe he could make professional football great again. Very smart man. And added bonus, he is still a hunk.
You know what? Thank you so much. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get some red hats made up. Let's make football great again.
That's good. Ashley Marie says, hey, handsome, you should come to Houston. Well, no, I don't really think so, but thanks for asking, Ashley Marie. And then she asks you, what would be, I would be the first in line, want to meet you.
I think these are aimed at me. Not
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You were confused for a moment.
Confused. So you want to meet her in Houston, Ashley?
Well, if I was going to Houston, I'd meet her.
Cynthia says, hello, Fred. My mom, Betty, and I are huge fans. In fact, right now, we're watching our second episode of Hunter. My mom is recovering from a heart attack. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. A couple of weeks ago, and it would be absolutely mean the world to her if you could say hi to her. I know you are very busy. I understand if this is not possible. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a great day.
Anything is possible here at the Sports Lounge, Cynthia.
This is for Betty.
And just hope that Betty is pulling through and hope she has a very healthy recovery, and keep watching those Hunters.
That's good. That'll make you feel better, Betty. That's good. Hannah says, why did you decide to play football? And in your opinion, what was the best play you've ever accomplished?
I tried to get smart and play baseball, but I hurt myself, my arm, my elbow. So I was stuck playing football, and then the rest is history.
Yeah. Now, if you want to email Fred, you can email him at freddreyer@crntalk.com. freddreyer@crntalk.com. We'll get a few more fan mail pieces here in our last segment of the show today, so stay with us. In the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Yep.
Talking sports. Got any basketball news for us, Brett? That's season.
Well, you know, here's the deal. You know, Lonzo Ball was the number two draft choice in the NBA, the number one pick of the Lakers. He seems to be doing quite well. And the big hoopla has, I guess, more so than you know, what would normally follow a player of his renown. His father and his family, especially his father, has been the focal point, LeVar Ball, and he's made a comment here in regards to his son, LeAngelo. He's a freshman
at UCLA.
At UCLA, they're over in Beijing, and they're in the process of playing Georgia Tech in a game this week. And while there, apparently, the insinuation goes, is that LeAngelo and this other freshman, Cody Riley, I guess, and Jalen Hill were questioned by Chinese authorities about allegedly stealing sunglasses from a Louis Vuitton store.
Whoa.
Close to the UCLA team hotel in Guangzhou.
So the Bruins are staying there before leaving for Shanghai, and Alonzo Ball's father, as you mentioned, LeVar, and his mother, Tina, and the youngest brother, LaMelo, are in China for the game there. Yeah. So LeVar, apparently, he released a statement on the allegations. Quoting him, he says, "It's a very unfortunate situation that the Ball family and the UCLA has to deal with at this particular time. We will comment shortly."
Yes.
So,
And LeVar said, you know, my son, you know, LeAngelo, he'll be fine. Everybody making a big deal out of it. It ain't that big a deal. It's not that big a deal. Lonzo Ball hasn't said anything. Well, he says, they asked him, you know, what's going on. He says, I'm just here, man, just getting ready here in the States, getting ready to play the Celtics. And
he's focusing on the game.
Yeah, I'm just trying to focus on the game.
I'm letting my people over there handle it. I'm over here taking care of business.
He hasn't talked to anybody. So anyway, the point is,
what do you think, the brother's a klepto or something? What's the deal?
So, you know, how old is he? 15 or something?
Yeah.
I mean,
why would you steal
Well, we don't know.
Well, it's alleged, I know.
It's alleged. But, you know, they arrested him, I say this all the time. Young people especially, really don't have any idea of the situation that they're in. They really don't have any situation.
What do you mean by that, the situation
they're in? Well, they're on a world stage. They're playing for a big university.
Yep.
They're in China. It's a high profile. The Chinese press are fanatical. They're swarming all over the place. They love Kobe Bryant. They love the Lakers. They love basketball in general. And you're
a star.
You're in the spotlight over there, and you represent UCLA. And so you've got to make sure that, you know, you're not doing things you shouldn't be doing. And here, you know, the cops arrest you and your pals, you know, in the association of stealing sunglasses. I mean, how do you even get that close to that subject matter?
I don't know. Stay away from something like that. All right, I want to remind you, Fred Dreyer on Twitter, very easy to get to him. Fred, F-R-E-D underscore Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Fred on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And for all emails and correspondence, go to the website, Fred Dreyer, his email address, freddreyer@crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com. And don't forget his website, freddreyer.co. Order up your copy of Highway 395, a great movie.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge, our final segment of the show. I'm Michael Horn with Fred Dreyer. Sam McDowell says...
Sam?
Sad Sam McDowell. Remember him?
Yeah, I do.
San Francisco Giant pitcher.
Great.
Anyway, he says...
Pitched with a toothpick in his mouth.
He did, didn't he? Yeah. He was a protege of Dusty Baker. How do you feel about the World Series, and who were you rooting for?
Well, I was rooting for the Dodgers, and when they lost, I was... I understand why they lost, but
I think they were out scouted. Remember, St. Louis was getting into the computers of the Houston Astros because the Astros had a lot of information. I think the Astros have an incredible scouting department. They knew exactly how to pitch many of the players on the Dodgers, and the Dodgers couldn't correct.
Here's what you do: you just go back and you take a look at the seven games, at the two games that Yu Darvish pitched. If they'd have won those two games, they would have won the series. So, Yu Darvish was terrible. Just absolutely terrible.
He apologized on Twitter, by
the way. Well, that means a lot.
It does, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean
he knows
he's
a
very nice guy, but, I mean, that'll get you what? What'll that get you? Cappuccino down there?
Christian says, I can only imagine how it must have felt to play for the Rams. What kind of a rush did you get when you were playing a game?
It was fantastic, and is one of the things I miss about the sport is sharing that feeling with my friends.
Because it was great when you were all
together. Yeah, you're all there together. And everybody understands what we're doing. You know, to play in front of 100,000 people is pretty special, I think.
They say if you had a fantasy team, who would be on that team?
A fantasy team?
Yeah, you know, they do fantasy football. You can pick players to be on. Who would be on your fantasy football
team? Well, up
team?
Until he got hurt, I would have had Aaron Rodgers. He would have been my quarterback.
He would have been your quarterback? You like Aaron, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So anybody else? Do you have, like, anybody who would be doing some of your key rushing for you?
Oh, I don't know.
Todd Gurley?
Todd Gurley would be good.
He'd be good.
That's good. About it.
That's it. So you have two people.
I got two people. Well, you want me to name 11 people? 22, actually. Yeah. You got to come up with 22 people. I don't know. I don't know the league that well to name 22 people.
Stay in touch with Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer. Follow him on Twitter. Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. And get to his website, FredDreyer.co for Highway 395. You got some final thoughts
on the show? I had a tough time coming up with two names.
Yeah, you did? Your fantasy team. Hey, we'll see you next week, huh?
Yeah, thank you so much for listening in, folks.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. SBNation.com, your team, your community.